Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Life is full of ups and downs, right? Good days and bad days, times of joy and times of sadness. Question: what would it be if there were no valleys, no shadows, no tough times? Can you picture a painting with only vivid, bright colors, no dark contrasts or varying shades? Or living in a tropical paradise where every day was picture perfect? In other words, is it not the difficult that makes reaching the top meaningful and important? Wise is the person who realizes that the brightness of the sunshine on the mountaintop is exhilarating, but nothing really grows on the windswept granite peak. Long ago, one of the New Testament writers addressed the very issue I'm talking about, how to make the journey through the valley a meaningful experience. I would encourage you to jot down the reference, Hebrews 10, in your New Testament. He begins by driving a stake in the ground, which he uses as a premise. It is the death of Jesus Christ, whom he describes as a new and living way, who even now is a great high priest over the house of God. Then he uses the phrase, "let us," 3 times, each time urging action, which helps you cope with discouragement and weariness. The first "let us" is, "let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." This first word of encouragement and exhortation is good news. Got troubles, pain, or misunderstanding? Then beat a path to the throne of grace. Tell God just how you feel. A lot of folks feel that they're not good enough to warrant God's care or concern. You know, it is because of what Christ did, not what you did or do, that you can come just as you are and reach out for His help. I like the fact that he says our hearts have been sprinkled by the divine, which takes away our guilty conscience, and that our bodies have been washed with pure water. That's a picture of the cleansing work of God as I come to Him, something the Bible calls sanctification. It's really the change that takes place as God takes His rightful place on the throne of my heart. Now, the second "let us" is this: let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. In other words, hold on tenaciously to the promises of God. Don't let anyone, the devil included, talk you out of them by making you think you're not good enough, that God cares about others but not you. Those promises include the assurance that your sins are forgiven, that you have been brought into the family of God, that you are indeed His child, and that nothing or no one can ever separate you from God's love. Hey, that's quite an armload of truth. You'll find it all, though, in Romans chapter 8. Hold on, says this challenge, because He who promised is faithful. That lifetime warranty on your rollerball pen may not be worth much, but when the Maker of heaven and earth gives you a warranty, you can be sure, friend, He won't go out of business. He'll make good on His promise. The third "let us" is, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. When people get isolated from each other, it's like taking a burning piece of wood from the fire. The fire begins to go out. The reality, the bottom line, is that we need each other for encouragement, for strength, for help. Make a note of Hebrews 10 in your New Testament and keep on plodding.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.